leaving hungry past behind. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, fans of old 50s horror films where overgrown insects overtake the world may not realize that there is some reality in that classic fiction, as there are currently scores of invasive species that have entered the U.S. and are doing a lot of damage to agricultural producers and homeowners alike, and could do more if they spread. Which is why Deputy Undersecretary of Agriculture Rebecca Blue says they are conducting a campaign this spring and summer to educate the public of the dangers of invasive species as we do simple activities such as gardening, camping, or hiking.
Because the last thing we want to do is unknowingly be moving pests to a new area where that pest currently isn't.
And she adds,
there's some easy things that you can do to leave hungry pests behind.
For example, before you throw those hiking boots back in the pickup,
just make sure that you're cleaning them off, that you're not carrying any seeds that are maybe stuck in the mud on your soles. Just keeping it clean and making sure that you're leaving those hungry pests and seeds behind.
Same for tents and other equipment, as you should always shake them to remove debris, bugs, and other hitchhikers before you pack up. And as for the wood you collected at the campsite, Blue says,
burn it where you buy it.
Because it could be an easy host for all kinds of insects and seeds. Gardeners can help, too, by only planting seeds from a reputable seed dealer and not replanting plants found in the woods and such. For more information and easy tips, visit hungrypest.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.